We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby or visit preborn.com.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
You're talking theater or movies, folks.
That's my wheelhouse.
That's right.
So I sold one of my kidneys, and we bought us tickets right behind home plate. It's worth it.
Under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances.
Bingo. The old dog Candler.
You're right back in it, Tim.
Thank you. All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday. Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us on this December the 20th, 2024. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning,
JJ
Tim.
Jasper, how you doing, brother?
I'm glad to be here. If I can throw out a little PSA, public service announcement.
Sure.
Do you suffer from POPD? If you or someone you know suffers from POPD, help is available. Perfect Ornament Placement Disorder. Contact the services of Wildman, Jasper, and Vitagliano. We'll get you the money you deserve.
Perfect. Say that again.
Perfect Ornament Placement Disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a class action lawsuit would help. And we have the three
disorder.
Of us, we're going to get them the money they deserve.
I've seen people get in arguments over that about where to put something.
Is this speaking from personal experience?
No, I've just observed it from afar.
From afar. Like the fireman slash wise man. Hey, look, Melody, I'm married to Mrs. Claus.
Right.
And from stem to stern, our whole house is Christmas.
Yeah.
And the little one, the twins, when they were only about 3 years old, we want to help. And our son Bodie, who has Down syndrome, he put 5 red balls right there together and was so proud of it. I mean, 5 right on one little limb. And it was, you know, Melanie being a wonderful mom, I got to leave it because his chest is out. He's got that Barney Fife thing going on. Here's my contribution. And we left that on there, and it was everything in me. And I was like,
got to move it. Got to spread them around.
I got to separate those.
Can't clump up the red all in one spot.
Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday. It is also known as Learning University. So we're going to ask 3 questions each here, and we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of them and ask us a trivia question. What's the phone number, Ed, and who's eligible?
All right, it's 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to be on the show. Now, we do ask if you have been on with us, on the air with us, in the last 2 months, 8 weeks. Wait a week and allow others who have never gotten through to have a shot at that. So 888-589-8840 is the number to call to be on the show. We do ask that you be 11 years old or older to call in. And so if you've not been on with us for the last 8 weeks, today is your day. Go ahead and call 888-589-8840. Now, Tim mentioned each of us are going to ask 3 questions each. JJ, one of those questions is kind of special.
Yes, sir. One of these is a mystery question. One of these original 9 questions is a mystery question, and if you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. And that's an angel's not getting their wings when you hear that sound.
Nor bulldog.
We want to make sure that we keep our theology accurate.
That
means you're going to win yourself a real nice, brand new, it's only been out a couple of months, brand new AFR ball cap.
That's right.
Those really are good looking.
Right, which we normally have in the studio, but we don't have today.
Yeah, I needed one more gift. I'm so sorry.
Out. Yeah, you needed one more gift, so you stole our AFR hat.
Okay. Nothing says Christmas like stealing like something. That's even the next level of regifting, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, I didn't get the hat. I don't know what happened.
By the way, if you would like to get a hat now, I don't think you can get it in time for Christmas at this point. But post-Christmas, we'll be looking, staring right in the face of spring. Folks, and you need a good hat when it comes to spring, go to resources.afa.net. That's our resource center, resources.afa.net. Yeah. And that is where you can purchase
one. I'm going to piggyback on that because a whole lot of people get cash for Christmas, and you say, man, I always wanted that Alex McFarland book. Oh, I wanted to get that Tim Wildman book that just came out. I wanted to get a mug or a sweatshirt. It's a great product, yeah. A wonderful price, and it helps the ministry.
Amen.
Nothing says I'm thinking about you than handing somebody cash for Christmas. Does it?
Hey,
I don't even care to go.
Wait, a teenager.
I don't even want to think about it. Here's you a 20, and I'll be happy.
Nope. Teenagers beg to differ. Please, yes, please,
I know,
please,
I'm
Grandma, give
I'm
us
kidding. Yeah, I like
give
to
us
cash.
Money.
Hey,
well, the grandmother in line, finally, all the hustle and bustle and mingling and mangling with the crowds, she finally just tapped out. She was in line at the bank and getting cash, putting those little white envelopes.
Yeah.
She turned around behind her to somebody in line and said, this way it won't matter if it's two sizes too big.
Well, I know that at some point our teenagers, of course, they're grown. They're getting old now. But when they were teenagers, they just begged us to stop trying to pick something out. Can't pick out music for them. You can't pick out clothes because all our choices are wrong.
Right.
So just
hand them cash.
Just cash.
That's right.
Just cash. That's
and I'll tell
just
you.
Just quit pretending.
It did.
We care.
It did kind of ruin Christmas until grandkids came into the picture. Then you could start making it about yourself again.
All right. What are your questions, Ed?
All right. Here are my three questions. I'm going to have some Christmassy questions. This first one's not Christmassy, and I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, this is pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
So, Tim, don't diss
me.
Okay,
I'll keep quiet.
You think that's going to help?
Yeah.
You think that's going to call off the dogs?
It probably won't. Here's the question.
How many days are there in the 12 days of Christmas? That's my first question.
Now, it might not be what you think.
That's right.
Of course it might. All right, Carl Douglas had a 1974 number one song about a form of martial arts popular in movies at the time. What was the name of the song? Carl Douglas.
That was a great song, and I'm not kidding.
Yes, it is.
Allison, she dances to that song every time she hears it.
We heard it somewhere along the line here over the last few days, and I went right to my Spotify and downloaded it.
It's so catchy.
It's such a cool song. Carl Douglas had a 1974 number one song one of the top 100 one-hit wonders. About a form of martial arts popular in movies at the time. What is the name of the song? Second question. In the Christmas hit Home Alone, what were the names of the two villains who matched wits with 8-year-old Kevin? In the Christmas hit Home Alone, what were the names of the two villains who matched wits with 8-year-old Kevin?
And our listeners,
just the first names.
Our listeners just threw their hands on their cheeks and their eyes got large,
screamed,
trying to decide what the answer is.
All right, third question. In the 1966 film, because there's several out now, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what was the name of the person who sang, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch"?
That's a good voice, Ed. Do that a little more of that.
"You're a mean one." Nah, I can't. Listen, all those people who want to be good singers and make it in the singing, I don't want to discourage them by hearing that voice.
Give your physical address so we can gather outside the shower window.
Yes.
And hear you at your best, in your finest hour.
In the 1966 film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what was the name of the person who sang, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch"?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Where in the Bible does it say everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry? Where in the Bible does it say everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry? Second question. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? And the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? Third question, my 9-year-old daughter Tegan gave me this question. In the movie Elf, where does Buddy go to find his biological father? In the movie Elf, where does Buddy go to find his biological father?
Yeah, he packed well, too, don't you remember?
I am your biological father.
He packed well?
Yeah, he really made a, he planned for that trip. Danced along the...
Got on the little iceberg
yeah,
that broke off.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he's in New York. Well, wherever.
I love you.
All right, so here's my questions, a Christmas question. How many drummers drumming are there in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
That's a good question.
How many drummers drumming are there in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? All right, so we refer to a group of people today as Jews, right? I want to know where that term originated from. That calling a group of people, we know them as Jews, where did that name originate from?
Good question.
That's a good question.
All right, and here's my anatomy and physiology question, which we all expect one from me, don't we?
And we're all so good at it.
Yes. How many ribs are there in the human body?
Under normal circumstances?
Depends if I'm finished with a buffet. It could be more than normal.
In the human body, I should have. Yes. How many ribs are there in the human body?
That's good.
Under normal circumstances, yes,
right,
JJ.
Right.
Good point. All right, let's go to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go first to Virginia, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Merry Christmas, professors.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Mark.
Like your enthusiasm, Mark.
Yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus. Oh, no, that's where you live. Hey, Mark, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Professor Vitagliano's song question.
Okay. All right, so you're talking about the Carl Douglas question or the Grinch?
Yes, that one.
All right. Carl Douglas had a 1974 number one hit song about a form of martial arts popular in movies at the time. Mark, what was the name of the song?
Okay, I think it was called Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Nice way to start us out, buddy. Oh, hold it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
wait for it.
Yes. We got to hear the first part of
it. Oh,
this.
Yeah, you got to.
All right, everybody. This is a good exercise, like a.
Yes, it is for old people.
For old people, like, you gotta hear the first part of this. This is a one-hit wonder, wasn't it?
It was. It was a one-hit wonder for Carl Douglas.
Everybody was kung fu. There you go. There you go. All right. Pull that down. I'll listen to it all night.
I'm gonna listen to it on the way home after the show.
You can just listen to that song over and over again. Get your cardio. Get your cardio in.
And so we are a Christian radio station. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that probably never got a Dove Award. Hey, Mark, great way to start us out right out of the gate, right out of the chute. Correct answer. What's your question for us?
Okay, so what John Wayne movie did John Wayne say was his worst one?
I think it was a musical, guys, but I don't know the name of it. He was in a musical, and it was only one.
Cabaret.
Was that what it was? Cabaret?
With Liza Minnelli. He did it one time. He said, I'm never doing it again. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You look it up.
Yeah, because he said, I'll not do a Perrier Pilgrim. Wah-huh.
Now, there was actually a musical western with Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood called Paint Your Wagon. And I don't know if John Wayne was in that one or not.
Well, because he had a brown paper bag over his head for most of the movie, and every once in a while you could catch a glimpse that it was John Wayne. Just by the way, he staggered when he walked, walk that he had.
There was so many movies that he played in. I just say maybe he was in Paint Your Wagon.
Well, I'll tell you, Pilgrim, let's just throw that out there and agree with Ed.
Do you have a guess?
Nah, Paint Your Wagon.
Paint Your Wagon. That was Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin. It was a musical.
It was, well, and I tell you what, sponsorship is a big deal with movies. Sherwin-Williams was the main sponsor for that.
Sherwin-Williams.
It was a big
deal for them. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think that's the answer, but all the movies that I know of that John Wayne was in were so good.
All right, what's the answer, Mark?
Okay, the answer was Jet Pilot.
jet pilot. Jet pilot. Never even heard
of it. What was his beef with that? Aviation's a good thing.
Well, he just thought it wasn't done well.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, thank you.
I got it, guys. You sleep with those birds? Mark, you got a cot out there for those birds?
I'm going to answer that question for you, Mark. Tell me if I get this right. You cover those birds so that they don't sing all night, right?
Oh, right. Yes.
That's a good thing.
You cover them, and they go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah. All right, Will.
All right, buddy. Mark, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thank you for listening to AFR.
You cover your birds, and they won't sing.
And they won't. Yeah, they won't make noise. They think it's night.
Well, you know, come to think of it, we did cover our little parakeet when I was a kid. We had a parakeet for a while.
Yeah.
They don't have a long lifespan, do they?
Parakeets?
A few years.
Is that all?
I don't know. They don't get vaccines. They don't. You know what I'm saying? And that's their own fault.
Oh, my word.
We all make our choices.
You ever try putting a mask on a parakeet? They'll tear you up, man.
A mask on a parakeet?
I'm just kidding.
You know, it's like a social trick or something?
Social distancing. And
Oh, a mask on a parakeet. I got you. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Go, Ed.
All right. Hey, let's go back to Virginia. Right. Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, Professor. It's such a blessing to speak with you today.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for calling. Have you been? You've been on before, right?
No, sir. This is my first time, actually.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. Wow.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Where do you live in Virginia?
I'm in the southwestern part of the state. I was blessed to visit your wonderful facility back in 2021, though. I met Brother Bert Harper and several of your news guys. You know, just a wonderful time.
Well, awesome.
A wonderful visit.
We got a new place. You got to come see our new place now.
Yes, sir. I'll really prioritize that.
So you talking, you're around Bristol or?
Yeah, fairly close to Bristol. That's correct.
Okay.
Good.
All right. So anyway, well, listen, good to hear from you. And what's you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both. I'd like to start with JJ's question about the Be Quick to Listen passage.
All right. This is from the Bible. Where in the Bible does it say everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry?
I believe that's James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nicely done. Hey, verse 19.
Yeah, and again, what's the admonition?
This is just a portion of it, but I think it starts out saying, beloved, listen to this.
Yeah.
Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, slow to wrath, it says in King James.
I think the Southerners got that slow to speak part down. I think that's not a problem.
I think I got one out of slow. One out of three. I don't know if that's a good batting average.
Right, right. Hey, and look, the old-timey preachers will tell you, God gave you two ears and just one mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a great verse for...
Is that in the Bible?
I think that was... No, I don't even know what to say to that. Hey, great way. Hey, good reminder, too, especially these family gatherings where we're going to have in-laws and outlaws. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. What's your question for us?
And quick to ask them to leave.
I'd like to ask a question about sports, gentlemen.
There we go, sports. Tim and Ed are ready.
Yes, sir. The college football postseason is upon us, and with that, there's some debate about this, but according to the NCAA, what college has won the most major college football championships?
Okay, now, you just said there's some debate about this, so, Joe, okay, so.
All right, we're going to talk about ourselves.
Are you talking about national championships?
Yes, sir, national championships.
That's Alabama.
It's got to be Alabama.
It's Alabama. There's no debate about that. Around here, but Joe, are you telling us?
He may have a different take.
All right, listen.
On it.
The two other schools that are right behind them—I say right behind them, not necessarily right behind them—in national championships, I believe, would be Notre Dame and Oklahoma, and then Ohio State's in that mix right behind them. But
that's a pretty good list. But it's got to be Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. Go ahead, Joe. What's the right answer?
Well, all of those are right in the mix, according to the source that I found. But according to the NCAA, for the championships they've recognized, actually Yale has won the most national championships. That's starting in 1960 or 1970.
We don't honor that at all. So that, you and I both know that's a complete farce. Okay, Yale. Yeah. Okay.
So that must be like late 1800s and early 1900s.
When there were only four teams.
Yeah, and they declared themselves national champs.
Before there was a forward pass.
Yeah. I understand that, Joe, but I think what we're talking about here is like
modern
day from the 1950 forward, maybe I would say. I would be Alabama.
The research you did, how many times did Yale win it?
Yale actually won 18 national championships starting about 1870. And actually, their latest national championship, though, was in 1927.
We're talking Civil War.
Back away.
Right after the Civil War.
Well, yeah. And you know what? They would have had more, but they had to pause for the Civil War.
And resume their
sports career.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Great question, brother.
I think if you type in modern day college football national championships, you're going to find Alabama. Then you're going to find Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and then Ohio State. I think in that order. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Well, you got USC and Texas, too. USC. USC and Texas would be in that mix, I think. All right, back. Can't get anybody?
Can we do – all right, my computer's dead, so – all right, so we're going to go to Kansas.
I think this time of the year appropriate to say my computer's frozen.
Frozen.
Huh? I think that would work.
It is. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think we can go to Kansas and get Michael on the line. Michael, you there?
Yes. I want to answer about Home Alone.
All right, here's the question, Michael. In the Christmas hit Home Alone, what were the names of the two villains who matched wits with 8-year-old Kevin?
Harry and Marv.
Harry and Marv.
Nicely done,
that
Michael.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Harry and Marv.
What's your question? Your question for us?
Hiya, pal.
How many Fridays the 13th can there be one calendar year?
How many Friday the 13th can there be in one calendar year?
Man,
there's a limit.
We just had one. There is. There's a limit on everything.
Oh,
it breaks the internet. It breaks the.
I'm going to say. Hang on, Michael. We're talking. I'm just going to say four, because it's like once a quarter. I'm guessing.
I'll go with you. Four.
I mean,
there can only be four.
How did you come up with that?
No, I'm going to say seven.
I'm just going by, you know, like there's
seven
like once
Friday
a quarter, there's like five Sundays. It's just a guess, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to say seven. Just to throw out another guess.
Four, seven.
I just know there were three. There's a Friday the 13th one. Friday the 13th. There was a second one, and then Jason died.
Yeah, I think we're thinking about something else. We're thinking about the Roman Greco.
Then he came back.
Founder.
Then he came back.
Back. Again, what
hey, there can't be more than 48 or 52. All right, what's the answer?
It's three.
Three. So that's the maximum.
How do you come to that formula?
Don't know.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to AFR, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. All right. Michael from Kansas. Appreciate you calling. All right. When we get back, we got a couple of Mississippi callers, got a Kansas, a Kentucky, another Kansas. We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
Did you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences 200 miracles? How? Preborn gives women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds, introducing them to the beautiful life growing inside. Once she meets her child inside her womb and hears their heartbeat, the chance of her baby's life doubles. Because of the generosity of you and me, who donate just $28 to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn can do this. The cost of a dinner to save a life, the most worthwhile investment you can make. All gifts are tax deductible and go entirely to saving babies. Someday you may meet a baby that you rescued and you can give them a hug. Or maybe they'll give you a hug. Maybe they'll even save your life as they grow and pursue meaningful careers. One thing is for sure, you will never regret saving a child's life because life is a miracle. Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Oh, that is the fight song for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I did that. I asked that that be played in honor of my good friend, Brother Ed Fantagliano.
Thank you, sir.
He is a lifelong Notre Dame fan, and they play the Indiana Hoosiers tonight. What's the weather in South Bend tonight?
I told Diane, I said, we make no plans tonight.
I think it's frightful.
I don't care.
That's what I heard.
The
weather outside is. That's what I've been hearing.
Oh, let's see what the weather is
now,
in South Bend.
They're coming out of the tunnel, don't they reach up and slap the, what is it, the leprechaun? What are they
No, doing? There's inside the their dressing room, there's a
four-leaf clover?
A plaque. There's a plaque above the door, and I think it's something from Newt Rockne, and slap it.
Yeah.
Well,
I have to go watch the movie Rudy again to actually read.
They got
Touchdown
Rudy.
Jesus there, right?
Yes.
At Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I always wondered what that was.
It's a statue of Jesus holding his hands up to invite the world.
Because it's a Catholic school.
It's a Catholic school to invite the world to come to Christ. But you can see it from the inside
football
the stadium, so it looks like he's signaling touchdown.
Like a referee signals a touchdown, so they called it Touchdown Jesus there at Notre Dame. Anyway, that's low 20s tonight in
low
20s.
Oh, that's nothing for that part of the world.
You're probably right. And Indiana, those are in the same state, so those two teams are probably both.
Well, this is one of those things where Notre Dame's been, you know, they've been a part of the blue bloods of college football forever. And the Hoosiers, the Indiana Hoosiers, are like new to the party.
Yes,
you know this
had
is
a great season.
They had a great season.
I mean, you can't compare them to Yale, but
back in the earlier question that we had when you had all those championships, I'm very impressed that initially they played without any shoes. You're out there playing barefoot in this kind of weather, leather helmets. That's bad
dedication
to the bone,
right there, my friends.
That's dedication.
Yeah, there were no concussions. No concussions back then, were there?
All right, let's repeat our questions, fellas, and back to the phone.
I've had two questions answered, so I'm going to have to add a couple. One remaining in the 1966 film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How did the Grinch steal Christmas?
Oh, he was sly.
Yeah.
What was the name of the person who sang You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch? There's an individual who sang that song. He's pretty well-known for it.
Soprano.
And I do have, since this is it for Christmas, I'm going to throw this other Grinch question in because I got to get it in before Christmas. In the 1966 version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the song describes the Grinch as having a brain filled with what? The song, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, describes the Grinch as having a brain filled with what?
Mush.
Well, don't start guessing.
That's what he said to
you.
The
may
dog,
get it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mush.
And I forget the name of the dog.
One of those, sadly, one of those characters had a lobotomy, which is, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. My third question. I'll toss in another one. What are free radicals? This is a multiple choice. What are free radicals?
Great band. Are great man.
That's them. Here's the deal. That's a bunch of them people out there writing that wasn't paid by George Soros. They just showed up on their own.
They did it for free.
They opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Free radicals?
In 89, I went to that concert.
All right, folks, what are free radicals? Here are your choices.
Multiple choice.
Ignore the two on my right and my left. Are they escaped communists from prison? Are they liberal professors at the local college? Are they unstable atoms that stress your body? Or are they small blood clots that form after surgery?
Uh-huh.
What are free radicals?
Wow, that's quite the spectrum.
Yes, it is.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I'm impressed. You know what a spectrum is, JJ.
That's a pretty big word for Kentucky boy. You better believe it. Yeah, it just popped up there right in the mush. Worked its way through the mush to make it to my tongue. Hey, here's what I've got. First question. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? And if you know your theology, you ought to go right to the answer to that question.
Sure. It's in the Bible.
In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? Second question. My daughter Tegan gave me this one. In the movie Elf, where does Buddy go to find his biological father? And then I'll add one. How many candles are there on a menorah? How many candles are there on a menorah?
All right, here are my questions. How many drummers drumming are there in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? You know, they get you one, you two, you three. How many drummers?
And so on.
Yes, how many drummers drumming are there in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
I saw a little meme, and it said, teenage Mary just had gotten baby Jesus asleep, and a little boy showed up with a drum and said, "What this girl needs is a drum solo." Rump a pump bum.
All right, so the next question I'm going to ask, I've asked it before, but I'm going to offer an AFR ball cap.
Oh, wow.
A free AFR ball cap. If you can get the answer to this question without looking it up, okay? Nothing wrong with looking up a question, but if you know it just off the top of your head because you've studied it already, that's what I'm looking for. Here's the question. Where do we get the term Jews from? Group of people? You know, or they're, you know, it's, I want to know, where do we get the term for the Jews? Where does that originate? And thirdly, from the anatomy and physiology department comes this question. How many ribs are there in the human body? How many, as JJ said, under
normal circumstances?
Under normal circumstances. How many ribs are there in the human body? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go first to Mississippi, and Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors of Learning University.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. We're honored that you would remember we're esteemed. And
yes, sir, Steve. Thank you for your honesty.
Have you ever been esteemed, Steve?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Okay. Hey, you want to ask or answer or do both?
Let's do both.
Which one you feel confident about, Steve?
Tim, is your question about the number of ribs been answered?
No, sir. How many ribs are there in the human body, Steve?
I think it's 24.
Yes.
Nicely
yes.
done.
24 Nicely ribs. Done. You know, I wouldn't have. Did you? Do you just remember that from your high school biology class or what? Are you a doctor or something?
I'm not a doctor. Okay. I wasn't sure, so I had to double check.
Yeah, 24 ribs. That just—it's hard to believe. I mean, you just don't think about that many ribs.
Yeah, rib cage. We really are fearfully and wonderfully made. Boy, the Lord knit us together in our mother's womb.
Yep.
All right, Steve. Very good, man. My friend, you got it right. Now, what's your question for us?
So I'm looking for the year that McDonald's stopped using styrofoam containers for their sandwiches.
The year that McDonald's stopped using
styrofoam containers for their sandwiches.
What do they use today? Like paper?
It's just paper wrapping.
Paper. No, I think a little cardboard box.
Oh, okay.
And real thin cardboard.
Styrofoam quit being. Did they find out styrofoam did something bad, Steve?
Yeah, I think they were trying to be you know, environmentally conscious or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, here's the deal. I've been around so long in the early days, the place where I went and got burgers, they was wrapped in asbestos. And they said, you know what, this probably ain't going to work well for everybody in the future.
So McDonald's stopped using styrofoam containers because they're so health conscious. They had to.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
Hey, wait, what do you guys, to both y'all, before we get too farther down this road, do that little sesame seed bun thing. I never was good at that, but my wife and girls, everybody can do that.
Like to all beef, all beef patties.
Jump in there and help them, Steve. Do it with them.
To all beef patties, special sauce, patties, lettuce,
special
cheese,
sauce,
right. Pickles on a sesame.
On a sesame seed bun.
That's right. What I'm talking
Which
about.
Which you can have it your way.
Yeah, no, that's Burger different. King. That's across the street.
That's Burger King. Oh, have it your way.
Okay. Is that the one with the little girl? That's redheaded girl?
No, that's Wendy's.
Yes. Wendy's. Just say yes. Just tell
Oh,
him
Wendy's.
Yes.
You mean the one with the little chihuahua dog?
All right, hey, we got to come up with it. We got to come up with a
I'm going to say 80. I'm going to say 89.
I'm going to say 1990.
1986.
All right. Which one of them us is right, Steve?
All right, so.
Who's closest? We're competitive.
Mr. Vitagliano was closest.
Well, did he hit it on the head?
He actually got it. He actually got it. He got it on the head. Now, I've got this off the
internet. What did I say?
So it's never wrong.
But I said 1990, I think.
November 1st, 1990.
Nicely done. Wow. Hey, so, fist bump
yes.
there.
Oh, listen.
So I remember,
you know your styrofoam container.
We all remember those styrofoam containers. Yeah, so I didn't know. But, I, you know, that wasn't a marker in my life, you know what I'm saying, where I said, you know, this is the year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you didn't open up your Big Mac and say,
so
what?
I'm
Where's
making some
styrofoam?
Life changes right here. I'm going to start eating healthier because they've switched.
Now, you
before
say.
Before I go, I just want to tell Mr. Vitagliano, I'm sure he'll remember, it's been a while since I called, but I kind of poked fun at his three-legged chicken joke, but he was actually nice enough to email me that joke, and I thank him for the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. Hey, listen, Steve, I assure you, you were not the only one who's poked fun at that joke.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we really do hope that you and your family have a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. Thank you for including us, AFR.
Your three-legged chicken joke?
I'm not telling it. Okay. You guys can forget it.
He started slow, and then he slowed down some in the middle of the joke, and then he just fizzled out at the ending, and, boy, we jumped on with with all fours. Yeah. Mostly you,
it's unusual.
Tim.
And admittedly, I'm not like JJ. Right. I'm not
a Rolodex of jokes?
I'm not a good joke teller.
Right.
Or a good storyteller. JJ has a gift for that, which he frequently abuses, but still. All right, let's go to Kansas, fellas. Kay is on the line. Kay, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Kay. Where are you calling from in Kansas?
Newton, Kansas, right outside of Wichita.
Okay, just north there? Is that north?
Yes, just north, about 15 miles.
It's like Mennonite country up there, isn't it?
You got it, and that's part of my question. And if you can answer this question correctly, it could be the answer to everyone suffering from POPD, as you talked about earlier in the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here we go. What is the name of the spicy little cookie that all ethnic German, and yes, this is a heavily populated Mennonite community, must have at Christmas? All grandmothers say their recipe is the best. So every household makes these, and you share it with your neighbors. So what is the name of the little spicy cookie?
You said that in a way that, Kay, you're going to have to ship us some.
Yes.
And you're going to have to get those in the mail right away some way.
Dr. Wildman, listen, they're on the way.
Wonderful. Here's the deal, Kay. We would try to get them through Amazon, but it looks like a lot of people ain't going to have a Merry Christmas, them that's ordered gifts from Amazon to their friends and relatives since they've done gone on strike. So we're going to have to get you to send it the old-fashioned way.
Okay. And Dr. Wildman, if you can spell the first three letters, you get an extra batch.
Okay, so
wow.
the
question. Yes.
The question is, what's the name of the cookies?
Spice cookies. Yeah.
Spice cookies that is
a little spicy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, the
I've never heard of this.
No, no. Oh, man.
Come on, Tim.
Now,
pull
is
it
that, out. Kay, is this pretty common? I mean,
yeah.
I know in your part of the woods it is, but it's a spice cookie. It's a coffee table coffee.
It's there are books that just have just this recipe in it, and so on. So yeah, every German family eats these, whether they're Mennonite or not.
You're going to have to tell us. Tim's going to kick himself because it's right there. All right, what's the answer, Kay?
Okay, just in English, you would say peppernut, but in German, it's Pfeffernuss.
Peppernut.
One of our co-workers is holding a bag of that up to the glass right now.
Yeah.
So everybody knew
she ran down the hallway.
Carmen is holding that up.
We're in our studio. Peppernut. We're looking through the glass.
Yes. Here. So everybody knew it, but these three kings.
Wow. We've had this question before, because now I'm looking at the
package.
Bag, the packaging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember this kind of strange spelling of
that's
it.
Unusual. Kay. We would forget something.
Hey, Kay.
Listen. Yeah.
You're in a wonderful area. I was in Newton a couple of different times over the last couple of years, but I'm coming back the last day of May and the first day of June. I believe, and it's a banquet for like a backyard Bible club that's very popular there. And then I'm going to be speaking Sunday morning at the church. And
good.
I think it's the very last day of May.
Well,
like
can you bring
Saturday
us somebody back some of these cookies?
You know what? I will. If one of you guys, the three of us, can remember, I'll bring some of those
Kale,
back.
Kale, bake them for you. Bring them over there to you.
Remember.
But that's open to the community, Kay. It's a banquet, and then I'll be speaking at the church on Sunday morning. If you are nearby.
Y'all planned this, didn't you?
Come over. No,
you and
we
Kay
didn't.
Kay worked this out where she'd call in and ask you if you're going to be out there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the event that JJ will be speaking at, that's open to the public. But when he speaks at the church, that's closed only to members.
To Mennonites.
No, I'm sure that's open. Hey,
it's open.
Kay, did you have a question? I mean, did you want to answer one of our questions as well?
Well, let's see. The menorah, that would be 7.
Here's the question. How many candles are on a menorah? And it's not 7. Good try,
though.
Oh,
wow. Is it
9?
No.
Is it 9 or 5?
We just give you one guess and leave it for the next person.
How many guesses you want, Kay? how many tries you want at it here? I guess in baseball you get 3 swings. That's what you were thinking, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
I'll let it go.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Now I'm hungry for these cookies.
Well, and I think, thank you, Kay.
We got
some? I think Carmen has some. Someone must
no
have
kidding.
Said. Yeah.
So we have some here
in
the office.
This
that's what
is
she was
awesome.
Holding.
All right, well, we'll...
This
we'll,
is great.
Can you buy them at the grocery store? I know they're not the same, but...
I think you have to get them from
or a bakery.
These areas
a
where
bakery?
They're... No, I think they're regional, and...
Wherever you find Germans?
Yeah, I guess. Because that's what she said, right? She said it's a German cookie.
It's a German recipe. All right, we better repeat our questions, guys, real quick.
All right. Question number one. In the 1966 film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas... What was the name of the person who sang, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch"? Mean. Also in that film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the song, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch," describes the Grinch as having a brain filled with what? And then third question, what are free radicals? It's multiple choice. Are they escaped communists from prison, liberal professors at the local college, unstable atoms that stress your body, or small blood clots that form after surgery?
It's D, all of the above. Them professors, communists, some commies, all of them, every one of them's free radicals.
That's it. Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. First question, in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? Second question.
It's attitude.
In the movie,
that's a
you
big
can be anything you want to be.
That's half of it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can be anything you want to be. You just have to want to. Right. In the movie Elf, where does Buddy go to find his biological father? Third question, mm-hmm. How many candles are on a menorah? And the answer is not 7. But that was a good guess.
I would have guessed what K guessed.
Yeah.
Here are my questions. How many drummers drumming are there in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? Number two, where do we get the term Jews from? We refer to a group of people. They're known worldwide as Jews. Where did that term originate? And if you can tell me that without having to even look it up, then an AFR ball cap is going to be yours for free. We'll mail it to you today. Be it to you in 2026. all right, third question. Did I have a third question? No, I'm not going to. We'll go with that. Let's go, Ed.
Next year, Christmas is 12/25/25. That's what it is on the calendar.
12/25/25.
Yes.
Hut,
okay.
Hut.
All right, we go to Kansas.
12/25/25. Omaha.
Hut. Omaha.
Hut.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Kurt is on the line.
I just came up with that. Just
Omaha?
Top of my head, yeah.
So it had nothing to do with
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
He started it, but he got it from me.
All you right, Kurt. Saying? Yeah, yes. No, I understand.
We're tied up in court for years. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He stole your German recipe for cookies, too, didn't he? All right, Kurt, sorry to keep you waiting there, brother. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
All right. Good morning and Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas,
thank you,
Kurt.
You too.
I'm calling from Topeka.
Nice area and, there, the capital area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to do both.
Which one you feel confident about, Kurt?
The Frosty songs.
All right.
Are you German heritage, Kurt?
No, I'm Irish.
Oh, you're Irish. Okay. Well, I just wondered because our earlier caller was asking about a German recipe, and I thought maybe. Well, you know, so you're Irish, your background,
yep.
Your family heritage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kurt, well, go ahead.
Here's the question. The song Frosty the Snowman, in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
A magical hat.
We'll give you that. Old silk hat.
Hey.
Nicely done, buddy.
That's a mystery. Yeah. You got the mystery question, Kurt.
Hey, right.
Yes, sir. You got an AFR travel. You got not a travel mode. You got a ball cap.
That's right.
That's right.
Coming your way, and it's a nice one.
It's an old silk ball cap from
it's
AFR.
An old silk ball cap.
You put it on something around the house, it's going to come to life.
So what happened? He had a magical what?
It was an old silk hat, but it's mostly, I guess, in the song, huh? You know, he did this and did that, and then when they put a scarf around him after they put an old silk hat, or maybe it's in one of those black and white old Christmas movies. But, hey, how did you know, Kurt?
Well, I just, the movie, you know, and then, you know, the song. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, nicely done. Hey, when you woke up this morning, you didn't think you were going to win anything, did you?
Nope.
Kurt, I've always wondered, maybe you guys can answer me. Do you think that he really, I'm talking Frosty
here.
Here
we go.
Frosty. I'm talking Frosty. I've always wondered, did he really come back one day? Remember he said at the end of that song, don't cry, because I'll be back again one day?
I can answer that for you, because I seen the documentary. He it's more than him just coming back. He come back with General MacArthur. No, I mean, they pulled up right there in a PT boat on the beach. He said, boys, not only am I fulfilling my promise made, promise said, and he had his fist up, Frosty
right,
did.
Right.
It was more like a branch off a stick. But him and General MacArthur come up on the same PT boat and
Frosty.
Said, we're double dipping, boys. Yeah. We both said we'd come back, and
here we are.
And he had that little stick fist up, and
I'll
he was going fight, fight, fight.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
that's in the Bible.
That's a mess. All right, Kurt.
Nicely
listen,
done, Kurt.
You got a question for us, and when we're done on the air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold.
Oh, we're done,
Sandy. Sandy will get your information, and we'll get that hat out in the mail.
At this part going forward, we're just trying our best not to get struck by lightning. We're just getting so close to the edge.
Amen. I'm just saying, Lord, be accurate with that lightning.
Kurt, what's your question?
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Hey, Kurt, what's your question for us?
Okay. In 1957, Elvis Presley did the song Blue Christmas, and we all think that that's the original. It's not. In 1947, who originally did it?
I'll have a Blue Christmas.
You got to say blue, yeah. blue. Put emphasis on the B-L.
Was it? Okay, don't say anything, Kurt. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Wasn't it like Carl Perkins or something?
No,
like
Carl Perkins blue wrote suede Blue Shoes. Suede Shoes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, is it a male or female? Can you tell us that much, Kurt?
Male.
But what is a man?
You mean he wrote it or he's the first to perform it?
He's the first one to perform it.
Guys, let's go back to the Bing Crosby days, Frank Sinatra. Who are some of those crooners?
Probably one of those.
Perry Como.
Probably one of those you just mentioned.
Could be.
Let's all grab one and Big hedge
Al,
our bets.
Big Al Mankiewicz. He was big in
big
the
Al.
40s.
I'm going to say Bing Crosby.
Big Al.
What's that guy's?
He went to prison.
Big Al Mankiewicz.
You got a different was. Big Al that you're thinking about.
We don't know the
all
answer.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby sang White Christmas, but Blue Christmas, I don't know.
Yeah. What's the answer?
Country singer Ernest Tubb.
Really?
Huh.
Ernest Tubb. He was the first one. Then Elvis covered it.
Yeah.
And made it famous. Huh?
Well, that's right. What you think. When you think Elvis, you think blue suede, hound dog, but blue suede shoes, but you certainly think Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Do it, Tim. Do it. I'll do it, Tim. Don't hold back. Blue.
All right, Brother Kurt.
All right.
Thank you,
somebody. Put you on hold. Hang on there, and we'll get your information.
Congratulations, Kurt, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, we got to get Kurt's address there.
Yeah, Sandy's going to get it.
Sandy's our call screener today.
Adam is our control board operator, so yes. Props to both of them.
All right, we're going to take a short time out right here. We'll come back, reset our questions for the last 25 minutes of Learning University right here on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.